Let us look at these few, couple of verses here, verses 9 and 10. The word of God says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Amen. Stepping into a new reality, the real world, part 12. What a blessing it is to know that God is able to keep us for reasons only He knows why. His ways are not like our ways. I don't know why God keeps us the way He does. Even when we want to give up, He keeps us. And He keeps reminding us that we are in His care and under His protection. Even in death, we are kept by His assurance that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And He has prepared a place for every true believer. Everyone who keeps God's word in heart, God's joy gives us strength. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It gives God great joy when we keep His word in our hearts. David said that if I keep thy word, paraphrasing, if I keep thy word in my heart, I won't have the desire to sin. God's word produces peace and harmony. That's what we need in our world today. Peace and harmony. That's what we need in our communities today. Peace and harmony. That's what we need in our homes today. Peace and harmony. That's what we need on our jobs today. Peace and harmony. That's what we need in our lives today. Peace and harmony. Confusion, Satan has something to do with it, or he himself is there. The Christian is never to start confusion because our God is not the author of confusion. Satan was in the garden waiting for man to come so he could try him and confuse him. That was at the beginning of creation. Satan was also at the beginning of the birth of the church because there was confusion between the Greeks and the Jews. Both were Christians, but Satan got in the way. Satan will always look to get in the way, and he knows who he could just get in the way with. Because he's able to use those who are compromising and weak. And so Satan got in the way. To diffuse the matter, the apostles needed help. And this is how, if you will, deacons, if you will, if you want to call them deacons, this is how deacons came into being, if you will. Deacons were created, called into existence to stop confusion. Not start it, but to stop it. Too many of our churches have a problem where it is started by the very people who's supposed to stop it. Deacons were created, called into existence to stop confusion, not start it, but to stop it. Satan looks for weak spots. If he may not attack you out there all that much, unless you get too close to what he's trying to destroy. But definitely, he wants to destroy leadership in every church. Oh yes, in every church. Not just in Victory, but in every church. Some people get, he's talking about us. No. In every church. I am talking about you. And I'm talking about me. And I'm talking about down the block. And I'm talking about across the world. I'm talking about every leader. Just fix it, because some people are not there, and they're talking about me. But the thing about it, amen. But the thing about it is that anybody who names the name of Jesus, Satan is going to look to attack. He's looking for weak spots, and he knows just where those weak spots are. And we have to be strong enough to pray for one another. I may say something that may be out of line, and Satan will use somebody to keep things out of line. But the mature Christian will say, you know something? We got to pray about this, because the enemy is trying to get after you. Still working with us. And when people think that they are perfect, you are going to fall. Paul says, I have not yet apprehended. I have not yet arrived. There's something about when we are humble enough to say, I'm not there. I'm still a work in progress. But I thank God that he has not given up on me. I'm not what I'm used to be. Oh, I'm thanking God for that. Trusting him anyhow. He's able to keep you. Able to keep you going. I know, because some of us get weary and we get tired. And some people, that's why I say get all the Jesus you can. Because if you don't, when that time comes, you're going to get up. You're going to leave the church. You're going to be crying in your own corner. You're going to have your own pity party. Satan is going to be laughing because he has won that victory. You're going to be making excuses of here why you can't serve God, why you can't talk to God and all of that. You better get Jesus, all the Jesus you can. You better get him now. If you don't get him now, when that time comes, you feel hopeless or anything, or something like that, because the Spirit of God is saying, Now. No. Don't wait until troubles come. Get them now. And I'm glad, because God is able to show us that he's able to keep us. And aren't you glad for God's keeping power? He's also able to hide you. He's able to hide us. One of the reasons why this keeping power from God happened is because this church kept the word of our Lord's patience. Psalm 40 says, David said, he waited patiently for the Lord. And the Lord heard his cry, and he came down and to see about him and lifted him up. I suppose those who have waited patiently for the Lord and kept his word and with patience must have a powerful testimony. Because it doesn't mean that God came right away. It means that God came at a time, but he didn't come right away, but he was on time. The power of waiting for God is the power of patience. So I'm being patient, Lord, and while I'm waiting on you, I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to seek your word. I'm going to wait because I know you're going to come. Go brothers and sisters, if you want to be successful and if you want to achieve, God has to be the center of our lives. God has to be the center of our existence. God has to be the center of our being. And so therefore, if we want success, if you want success for your children, if you want success and achievement, God has to be the center, not on the side. He has to be the center of everything. The problem is that not too many people make God the center. And so let me just say this, that the world is going to face temptation, but you, Philadelphia, you will be loved and kept by the Almighty. He will keep you in perfect peace. Whenever we keep God's word with patience in our hearts, we are always blessed for doing it. Anyone who keeps God's word, God will keep them. And I know because I needed to be kept, and I need to be kept, and I will always need to be kept. And I know that's true with you. You passed every test, Philadelphia, even the test of temptation, because you have patiently kept God's word. And I'm so glad that I learned the value of keeping God's word in season and out of season. What about you? In season and out of season, keeping God's word. When life gets tough, keep his word. When life gets rough, keep his word. When life gets ugly, keep his word. When life gets ridiculous, keep his word. When life comes upside down, keep his word. When life gets crazy, keep his word. Oh, keep his word. When life gets all out of bent out of shape, keep his word. Keep his word, because his word is able to keep us. I'm so glad that I could pick up the newspaper, but it can't keep me. I could pick up this and that, but it can't keep me. But when I pick up the word of God, I'm kept by his word. What about you? Do I have a testimony here? Oh, do I have a witness? Yes, I do, because I know that when God does it, it is done for keeps. I'm so glad that nothing could take the place of God's word. God's word is our source. It is our power. Oh, I'm so glad when life gets better, keep his word. When life gets sweeter, keep his word. Whatever it is, keep his word. I'm telling you, in season, when things are going for you, and out of season, when things are going against you, keep his word, because his word, y'all don't hear me this morning, his word will make the difference every time. His word will give us something that we never had before. His word will help us. His word will assist us. His word will redeem us. I'm so glad for the word of God. I wish I had a witness. Yeah, the difference. Oh, y'all just looking for me to sit up here and kill myself for y'all to say amen. I'm not looking for y'all to say amen. I'm going to preach to God all by myself. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, that you opened a door that no one can shut, and shut a door that no one can open. Oh, thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for delivering. Thank you, Lord. Way to turn, Lord, but you came to my rescue. I almost let go, but you grabbed me. I'm so glad, Lord, that you did it, and I want to give you praise for it. I want to give you honor for it. I want to give you glory for it, Lord, because I was lost. I was out. I was down, but God, thank you so much for coming to my, I'm so glad.